Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Today, we have Darren Hornaday and David Stowers with us from Davies County YMCA. Guys, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. It's time to talk football. Darren, signups are underway for youth football at the YMCA. Going on now.
Yeah, we have our signups going on for our would be our third and fourth grade and fifth and sixth grade. And we're also signing up our flag as well right now. But yeah, our tackle is getting ready to get started up here.
And practices will begin very soon.
Very soon, the first of August.
Yeah, first of August, we're looking at doing our equipment and the second week there, we're looking at getting going.
We want to build this program because it all starts with the feeder system. Anybody third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, or even younger, the flag football is what age group?
That's kindergarten to second.
Kindergarten to second grade can participate. The entry fee is how much?
It'd be 28 if you're a member and 56 if not. And the Y always has scholarships available. So, don't let the fee be the determining factor if you can play or not play.
That's exactly right. Get out and get involved with youth football at the Davies County YMCA. That fee also includes the equipment they'll need, right?
There is an extra equipment fee. There's an extra $30 equipment fee that just helps, upkeep and chin straps, things like that we have to always replace.
And the games are all at the high school field, right?
Yes, we play in a league that is the Southwest Indiana Youth Football League, and we always play on the high school fields and when we're even on the road.
It's great. Now, David Stowers, one of the volunteer coaches. This is a building. One thing about Jake Durnell's, the new high school football coach in Washington, I know Jake has reached out to you guys that are volunteering at the youth level to give you some help and some pointers and leading practice to get these guys ready for high school, right?
Absolutely. We've actually attended a couple of these summer workouts, trying to build some continuity, getting these younger kids to learn the same terminology that the varsity players are using, going off the same cadence that the varsity uses. And even doing the same warm-ups. And last night we were out there last night with the third and fourth and fifth and sixth grade group of kids, and they got to see the varsity kids doing the same thing that they're doing, and I really like it.
You brought your football in. You're really ready.
I'm ready to go. I'm excited. This league that we're in, there's how many teams? Six teams.
Six
teams. And last year's our first year being in this league, and it's a competitive league, and it kind of shows us where we need to be at this level. North Davies, North Knox.
Sullivan, North Central, and Eastern Green.
Yeah, so there's some good, strong football schools that we should be able to compete with.
It used to be back in the day we had enough players here in Washington to have our own league. So, unfortunately, we're reaching out. It's not a bad thing necessarily to play the other schools, but ideally we get the sign-up so high we could have two different teams, right?
Absolutely. Well,
definitely.
And there's no cutoff on that. If we get enough players, we'd certainly do that.
We can have as many teams as we have the players to fill.
So get out, get the kids involved. Again, youth football, Davies County YMCA, sign-ups are going on now, and we want you to get signed up. Probably got to cut this off fairly soon, right?
Well, we have to cut off to where we know how many teams we have by the end of July, but we'll be able to fill out the teams after that.
Okay. Again, practice will start the first week of August. And while we're talking about football, David, I want to give you a chance to get a plug in for the high school.
Sure.
They've got a big event today, too.
Yeah, just like kind of building that program. We're all trying to help out the varsity team as well. The Bloodmobile is going to be at the high school from 4 to 7 for blood donations that go out to help put the hatchets in be contingent for a Colts a package that they can the Colts Leadership Challenge is what it's called. And so they can be there from 4 to 7, give some blood. It's a cause near and dear to my heart. I was on the Red Cross board and know how important that is.
It really is. And again, you can help out the football team. You can maybe save someone's life. Give the gift of life. It doesn't take that long at all. The Bloodmobile will be set up across from the junior high gym today from 4 to 7 p.m. So please stop by and do your part. Help out the football team. Wouldn't it be great if our high school team would win this Colts Challenge?
Absolutely.
That'd be neat.
Absolutely.
That would be very cool. So a couple of things there. Again, give blood today, cross from the junior high gym, 4 to 7 p.m., and give your heart and soul to the youth football program and get started
That's right.
at the YMCA.
Oh, one more thing. I just wanted to let everybody know as far as the kind of way to get some more information, the Davis County YMCA Youth Football on Facebook is our Facebook page there that we'll list practice time, schedules, any information if you have questions, the Davis County YMCA Youth third and fourth grade football.
Well, I know, Darren, in closing thoughts, you've got a lot of passionate coaches like David, and it's great to see these guys step up and have some enthusiasm to get the program.
That's how the program's got to build, you know, with the great coaches that we're going to have. That's where it's going to start.
All right, guys, thanks so much. Youth football, Davies County YMCA. Sign-ups going on. Practice begins the first week in August. Guys, thanks so much, and continued success with the program.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary.